Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank.
Ooh.
Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roy Blunt Jr. has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Kerry O'Connor and Mo Rocket each has 2. They're tied for second.
All right, we flipped a coin to break the tie. Kerry has elected to go first. So here we go. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The jury began deliberating in the trial of Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling, the former heads of blank.
Enron.
Right. On Monday, the U.S. announced it would restore full diplomatic ties with blank.
Libya.
Right. For the first time, the Defense Department released a video showing American Airlines Flight 77 crashing into blank.
The Pentagon.
Right. The World Health Organization says that blank is spreading across the world more slowly than was predicted.
Bird flu.
Right. After a Florida woman shot an alligator that chased her dog through the dog door, police blanked.
Police congratulated her.
No, they cited her for hunting without a license.
Oh.
Stanley Kunitz, who served twice as America's blank, died at age 100.
Poet laureate.
Right. Perhaps hoping to beat former husband Tom Cruise down the aisle, blank announced her engagement to singer Keith Urban.
Nicole Kidman.
Right. 8 months after his escape, police in England finally located blank.
Escape? In England, I don't... who escaped in England? Prince Charles.
No. Horace the Runaway Tortoise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great story.
Well, how the heck far could it get?
That's a good question. Within minutes of being put down in his owner's garden, Horace the Tortoise made his move, sprinting away at a rate of about 12 meters a day. 8 months after his daring escape, animal welfare officials spotted him crossing a busy street about a mile and a half away from home. After Horace was identified, he was returned to his thrilled owners and immediately began plotting his next jailbreak.
He was heading for the Channel.
What, you got the wind in his hair?
Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
Kerry had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Kerry has the lead.
Well done. That was dominant. That was amazing. All right, Mo, you're up next.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. Mo fan.
I'm going to disappoint.
This is okay. Rocca. Nice to see you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Mo, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Phone company Bell South is calling for USA Today to retract their story, saying the company provided private phone records to blank.
To the U.S. government.
Right, to the NSA.
NSA.
Southwest Airlines is considering overhauling its system and assigning blanks for the first time.
Its seats.
Yes. MSNBC aired nationwide coverage of Ray Nagin and Mitch Landrieu's debate for the job of mayor of blank.
New Orleans.
Right. Lawmakers are considering waiving penalties for senior citizens who missed Monday's deadline to register for Medicare's blank plan.
Prescription drug.
Right. When an Illinois man didn't have what 2 armed intruders were looking for, they blanked.
When the Illinois man didn't have what 2 men were looking for, kidnapped him.
They stole his pants.
Okay.
Disregarding official warnings, some villagers in Indonesia have returned to their homes on the slopes of an active blank.
Volcano.
Right. Lou Anderson, who played the silent clown Clarabelle on The Blank Show, died at age 84.
Oh, it was not the Clarabelle Show. That's what it's known as by some fans. Is it like the Howdy Doody Show?
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
A group of Norwegians were busted on charges of drug possession after they blanked.
After they started misquoting Strindberg, Ibsen.
Right. Actually, what they did was after they were busted. After they asked the police to come protect them from the oncoming army of tiny white men. The 3 partygoers all saw this army of little homunculi coming up from the fjords to get them. So they did the natural thing. They called the police for protection. But when the police arrived, they found no sign of the pint-sized horde. They did, however, find $1.4 million worth of drugs. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He is now tied with Kerry for the lead with 14 points.
All right. So how many does Roy need to win?
Roy needs 5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
All right, then.
Wouldn't it be nice if we all tied?
No, it would be very boring.
It'd be lovely.
That's my fallback in case I don't.
Here we go, Roy. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. The Washington Post said he laughed, he cried to describe a blank's first formal televised press briefing.
Oh, Tony Snow.
Right. On Wednesday, Romano Prodi was sworn in as the prime minister of blank.
Italy.
Right. Cleanup began after record rains caused flooding this week in blank.
In the east coast of Massachusetts.
Yeah, New England. Yeah. In a move that inspired newspapers across the world to use headlines like Love Me Don't and We Can't Work It Out, blank announced that he and his wife were separating.
Paul McCartney.
Right. British perfume fanciers will soon be able to buy Eau de blank.
Eau de golden... Eau de... I'm trying to think what it is. Eau de... Oh, I know what it is. It's in the on the tip of my tongue. Eau de Roquefort. Eau de Roquefort.
So close.
Oh.
Eau de Stilton cheese.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
Richard Hatch was sentenced to 51 months in prison for failing to pay income tax on the $1 million he won as a contestant on blank.
Survivor.
Right? Undersized Heisman Trophy winner blank announced his retirement from the NFL on Monday.
Doug Flutie.
Right? During a report on the Apple Computers versus Apple Records lawsuit, the BBC aired a live interview with blank.
With, well, I don't know, Paul McCartney.
No, with some random guy who showed up looking for a job.
I knew that, too.
So they're going to do this interview. The BBC producer goes out to the reception area looking for Guy Cuny, an internet expert. But he goes to the wrong reception area, says, is Guy here? And this guy, who happened to be named Guy Goma, he was there to apply for a job in their computer department. He says, I'm Guy. So he says, great, come on. So the next thing you know, the guy is sitting in a live television studio being interviewed about something he knows nothing about. And he thought this was part of the job interview. So he bucked up and he did what he could. He did pretty well. But by the end of it, he said, quote, I'm not at all sure what I'm doing here. And the BBC only became aware of this mistake when the right guy looked up at a monitor in the room where he was waiting, getting increasingly nervous, and saw himself being interviewed on live national TV. So, Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
He needed 6 correct answers to win outright. He had 6 correct answers, Peter. So, with 16 points, Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
Impressive, sir.
Well, thank you. I think I could have gotten. I should have just said cheese. What if I just said cheese?
Eau, you know, you're right. I would have given it to you if you just said cheese.
Good.
There's a lesson there.
Yeah. Eau de fromage.